Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters. This is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Glenn Carl, who's the author of the new book, The Interrogator, An Education. Glenn Carl was a member of the CIA's clandestine service for 23 years and retired in March 2007 as Deputy National Intelligence Officer for Transnational Threats. Welcome to Background Briefing, Glenn Carl.
Thank you very much.
And Glenn, the trials are underway at Guantanamo. And one of the extraordinary things about it, of course, is that defense attorneys say they are not allowed to discuss torture with their clients. Torture is completely off the agenda, and information derived from torture is not allowed. And yet we've had recently Jose Rodriguez, the CIA official, come on 60 Minutes and say that torture worked incredibly well. And he didn't give any examples, but he said, you know, that we got a whole bunch of information out of torture. I can't follow this. This seems to be such a mixed signal. Can you clarify this?
I'm not sure I can clarify what's unclear, really, but I can certainly speak, I think, clearly about Jose Rodriguez's comments, and then I'll try to say something about the trials, too, and the issue of torture in them or not. Jose Rodriguez and I worked together a bit. He was the chief of the Counterterrorism Center for a period of time when I was the Deputy National Intelligence Officer for Terrorism, and my job was as the senior analyst in the entire intelligence community, in the United States government, assessing the validity of the information and also that we received on various subjects and then also making strategic assessments. And as you alluded to, I also had firsthand, my career was in the field as an operations officer. And one of my assignments was interrogating a senior, whom we believed to be a senior Al-Qaeda official. So I can tell you firsthand that one, torture is illegal. Two, it doesn't work. Three, it's immoral. Four, it doesn't only have nothing to do, but it undermines all of American tradition, law, morality, society, the direction that we're trying to go. And the argument that it's necessary and that it works in both points are completely wrong. I know for a fact that the information obtained and reported from the use of torture, enhanced interrogation techniques, was recalled. But that's a very formal step the intelligence community takes. When we determine that some information is unreliable, we formally recall it. We send out what is called a burn notice. All consumers must eliminate from their systems and not take into account any of the information sent because we believe that it is not reliable. And that's what happens with torture. Good information was not obtained. Good information can be obtained from using legal and traditional interrogation methods. And Mr. Rodriguez's assertions are completely wrong. Now, before I go on to the trials, why did he write this? One can only conclude that either he doesn't know what he is talking about, or, frankly, I think more likely, his book and his statements are part of the neoconservative campaign to rewrite history and justify their acts, where the facts are irrelevant and assertions count, because the facts do not support what they said. Now, on the trials, that's a tougher issue for me to comment on. I'm conflicted in a number of ways. I think that it may be possible, actually, to try the men based on information and evidence, I guess you'd have to say in a trial, that the United States has obtained legally, and that would imply excluding the consideration of information obtained under duress. I think that looking at the issue of torture as it affects these individuals and their rights under our system of government is an important subject. But I would hope one could look at that separately from trying them on the merits of the information that we do have. One can square that circle, I don't know. I'd have to defer to the lawyers. I think one can. And I'll say you're probably going to get to this point about the military tribunals. I actually think that there's more merit to them than the reflexive rejection of them out of hand for a number of reasons.
Well, first of all, Glenn Carl, again, the author of The Interrogator and Education. He was a member of the CIA's clandestine service for 23 years and retired in March 2007 as Deputy National Intelligence Officer for Transnational Threats. Obviously, this has already become politicized. Obama's a vow to close Guantanamo was essentially sabotaged by Senator McCain, who lost the election and has been waging this kind of guerrilla war against Obama, yep. along with Lindsey Graham. And frankly, I don't understand how what would have hurt the United States to have had these people tried in civilian courts as opposed to by military tribunals. I mean, they're already the defendants are already refusing to talk in silent protest, and one of them, Ramzi bin al-Bashir, basically had a little bit of an outburst saying, maybe you aren't going to see me anymore, and they'll say it was a suicide. And he compared life in Camp Justice at Guantanamo to that under the brutal reign of Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. So clearly the Guantanamo prisoners on trial will use whatever venue they have as a political platform. But aren't we as a society mature enough to be able to handle this?
Well, I think I agree with your general point completely. Yeah, I thought that it was outrageous that the political opponents of the administration, the Obama administration, which means the Republicans, made it impossible, really, to have trials in the United States or to close Guantanamo. That should be what happens. Either our laws, we trust them, and our system of government, we affirm and abide by, or we don't. I completely agree with that, and that should have been the case. And the supposed concern about security for citizens if we bring these terrible people onto American soil, I just think is it's just a blatant political manipulation. So that should have happened. I do think that in some very narrow cases, maybe a half dozen, maybe the five we're talking about, although I suspend formal decision, but in a very few cases, there may be a circumstance in which neither the rules of war nor our criminal justice system suit the issue at hand, which is we may, as a government, be quite confident that an individual poses threat to American lives and treasure. And that person could be beyond the reach of, in this case, they're under American control. But the information obtained would have been from intelligence sources, which to reveal would endanger policy and other lives. And in those circumstances, what do you do? You don't want to have a star chamber where someone is kept uncharged and without any due process. And you feel as the executive branch that you can't take the risk of putting the person through the normal trial process. So the tribunals that the Obama administration has set up seem to me an honorable attempt to find some way to provide due process without endangering the sources and methods. And those half dozen cases, possibly, I think that's a reasonable solution to a very difficult conundrum and problem where you can't reconcile conflicting social and legal needs. Otherwise, in almost every circumstance, in every conceivable circumstance, we should use our normal legal processes.
Again, I'm speaking with Glenn Carl, the author of The Interrogator and Education. He was a member of the CIA's clandestine service for 23 years and retired in March 2007 as Deputy National Intelligence Officer for Transnational Threats. You mentioned earlier the neoconservative rewriting of history. If there's a... the chief historian, and in this case it's not Newt Gingrich, but it's Vice President Dick Cheney. What's happening, of course, now is that the neoconservatives are making a comeback. All of them, the entire pantheon, appear to be Mitt Romney's national security advisors. Clearly, 60 Minutes gave Rodriguez a platform. He never provided any evidence. He just said that...
It's outrageous. I'm sorry to jump in, but it is so disturbing. You know, 60 Minutes spoke to me at length. They interviewed me as background for the Rodriguez piece, and they approached me and considered doing a piece on my book a while ago, and they did not. Now, they will deny why, but I think, I know for a fact in a number of instances, that the neocons, the friends of Vice President Cheney, have been quite active besmirching those who challenge their views, myself included, Ali Soufan, Matthew Alexander, and I don't know as firsthand Steve Klyman. Those are the four individuals, two Air Force officers, an FBI officer, and myself, a CIA officer, who have spoken with firsthand knowledge of the enhanced interrogation techniques, torture, and the illegal activities of the Bush administration, masterminded by the vice president. So here you have Rodriguez on 60 Minutes, and you have people who challenge it attacked behind the scenes. So it is quite disturbing. There's something that I want to point out that I just find flabbergasting that Americans should know. When the neocons write their legal justifications for the enhanced interrogation techniques and for their theory of the unitary executive, which means that they eliminate essentially the separation of powers in the U.S. Constitution and bring all power into the executive, that makes him essentially it's a junta. That when they justify this legally, whom do they cite? It's just astounding. They say the learned legal scholar, the precedents are, and then they cite this man. His name is Schmidt. And who was this man named Schmidt? He was Adolf Hitler's personal lawyer who wrote the justification, legal justification for Kristallnacht when the jackbooted brown shirts went around beating up Jews, breaking their stores, and defecating on their rugs. And wrote the legal justification for the elimination of Chancellor Hindenburg and his replacement in a coup by Adolf Hitler. So I find it just stunning that anyone would take as a legal precedent and justification a Nazi and then claim to be a patriotic American. And that's what they've done. It's unbelievable, unbelievable and true.
Well, it seems, though, Glenn Carl, inevitable that if already 60 Minutes, which is a very popular show, is allowing Dick Cheney's revisionists to go on and say that torture worked against all the evidence of you and Ali Soufan and others who are actually there, literally, where the rubber meets the road, then it's only going to get worse, isn't it, as the Romney campaign proceeds with all these neocons as his national security advisors. The media will... They seem to be giving Romney a pretty wide berth, and it's bound to get even wider as the months proceed.
Well, I find it really, really disturbing that these people are not simply repudiated en bloc by every American and the ratings-seeking media, which is morally neutral and just seeks to have ratings and provide what the public is interested in seeing. But the public in this instance should... not only repudiate them, but these people are not Americans in their values. I'm sorry to sound like Sarah Palin, using that characterization, but the fact is, if you base your legal theories and then order the agents of the executive branch to carry out acts based upon rationalizations provided by the lawyer for Adolf Hitler, this is a pretty frightening thing. Pretty frightening thing. I know it sounds extremist. I couldn't believe I lived what I lived through. But it's true. It's true. It's very disturbing.
Well, Glenn Carl, I thank you so much for joining us here today.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Again, I've been speaking with Glenn Carl, who's the author of the new book, The Interrogator, in Education. Glenn Carl was a member of the CIA's clandestine service for 23 years and retired in March of 2007 as Deputy National Intelligence Officer for Transnational Threats. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back talking with Chuck Collins, the author of 99-1. Get from out the road when he get dough, it's horrible. Time is money, spend, waste, save, invest, a fest. The 10K cave, a chicken chest, S. Yes, y'all are dumb and get your trickles. The best ballers pitch in and rub to get a nickels. But tut tut, he about to change the price again. It go up each time, he blow up like hydrogen. Villain here, albums shrilling in fear. It won't stop Tom Bill until he a gazillionaire. Took a Jehovah money for Arabic Torah. Charged in advance to translate it and ignore the sorta. Of.